John Berman is the co-host of CNN's Newsroom. You can see it at 8 o'clock this morning. You see John throughout the day, obviously. He's a native of Boston. He was shocked by that Celtic injury. The Celtic player was injured last night, but showed up for work anyway.
People couldn't watch, John. They couldn't watch.
Like a Theismann-esque thing. John Berman joins us now. Let's start in the Rose Garden a couple of days ago with Donald Trump standing there with Mitch McConnell. At that time, somebody asked him, I don't know how this came up, if he had called the family members of the four soldiers killed 12 or 13 days ago. And since then, we've seen the kind of mini controversies. We're talking about Congresswoman Frederica Wilson this morning. We'll get back to that. But John Kelly famously lost his son, a Marine, a number of years ago, killed in action. And the chief of staff never wanted his son's death politicized, did not want his son martyred necessarily. And the president chose to reference General Kelly's son in regards to our former president. And I just wonder how that little mini scandal from this larger mushroom cloud is getting sorted out. Do you have any word from the White House that John Kelly's angry with the president?
So two things. John Kelly's not talking. Everyone has been trying to reach General Kelly and get his comment on this matter since the president first said what he said. The fact that he's not talking is consistent with his public policy since the death of his son, who was killed by an IED in Afghanistan. General Kelly was the senior most U.S. officer to lose a child fighting in either Iraq or Afghanistan. And it's worthy of note. General Kelly has not spoken publicly. He was not by the president's side, though, has not been by the president's side since those comments were made, at least not publicly. So does that mean that General Kelly's upset? We don't know. We just don't know. And it all, but the flip side of that is, how would the president have known about General Kelly's son unless General Kelly told him that? So, you know, it really could cut either way. But I will say, again, the president making a public thing of General Kelly's loss flies against everything that General Kelly has stood for the last 5 years.
You know, I know that you know, we're hearing reports that the Obamas or President Obama did not call the Kelly family, but
correct,
they did meet at a breakfast. But then again, you know, back when that happened, there was many more soldiers, you know, coming back wounded and fatally so when Obama was president. So it's one, it's nonsense that we're even talking about this.
That's the important part. That's the important part right there, is what we should talk about in times like this is the families of those who lose loved ones overseas and the service that these men and women are providing. There were four U.S. servicemen killed in Niger 2 weeks ago now, and that's why these questions started, because the president hadn't spoken about the incident at all, let alone, you know, publicly grieved over the loss of life. And that's what needs to be remembered.
And I think this this congressman from Florida, you know, is you know, I get if you have a problem with the president.
Yeah.
There may be a time and place for it, but right now isn't the time or the place.
President says he has proof that he did not insult the widow. What would that be? Would that be a tape recording of outgoing phone calls?
He has said he has had proof before in circumstances like this and hasn't provided it. So it's hard to know exactly what this hypothetical proof is. Could it be a recording? Could it be a transcript? Could it be a contemporaneous witness? You know, the representative, the congresswoman, says she has people in the car who heard the same thing she did. But again, this is just, it's beyond unfortunate. It's unseemly. This debate is unseemly. It does a disservice to the U.S. soldiers and their families.
Well, if you don't control your message, somebody else will. John Berman is here from CNN. This health care fix that we heard about,
yeah,
between Lamar Alexander and Patty Murray, it came and it went very quickly yesterday. How did the White House's story change on this?
It did change completely. The president was asked at the news conference yesterday with the Greek prime minister. He was asked about the Alexander Murray deal and spoke favorably about it. He commended the work that they did and suggested he was supportive or had been involved in the planning of this deal, which is the short-term fix. And then by last night, the message we were clearly getting from the White House was, well, maybe not. And then the president seemed to say that there needed to be fixes to it. So, look, unless he goes out and lobbies for this hard, it really doesn't have much of a chance of passing. It should get all the Democrats on board, but there are a lot of Republicans who are publicly opposed to it, so the president would need to get a handful of Republicans to get this thing over the finish line, and that'll be harder, particularly in the House of Representatives.
I would imagine using federal funds to reduce insurance premiums is probably a sticking point with many Republicans.
You know, the major sticking point with most Republicans is they just don't want to see any attempt to fix Obamacare. That's the issue. They don't want to see what they consider to be a bailout right now of a system that they think is broken and are essentially saying good riddance to.
John, thank you for your take. Much appreciated. We'll watch you on CNN, and we'll talk to you next week.
We're all thinking about Gordon Hayward this morning.
You know, I noticed that 12 hours ago, John Berman tweeted, I saw this come across my Twitter feed last night, I hate sports. I was like, whoa.
Yeah, I was watching the game with my boy. I bought the package. You know, I live in New York, so I don't get to see the Celtics every night. So I actually bought the Celtics package this year so I could watch every game because I was so excited. I was sitting there with my two 10-year-old sons.
And, well, you could be a Bulls fan and watch them beating each other up.
Yeah, no.
If you've heard about that.
I will say if there's anything good out of this, and there is nothing good out of it. It's just the concern and how everyone on both teams last night and the whole crowd rallied around Gordon Hayward at that moment. But, oh, that was brutal.
Well, he'll be back. That's a clean break, I've heard. He'll take a year off and be back. John, thank you very much.
Take care, guys.
Take care.